Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. I'm your host, Ben, and joining me on a Wednesday, I'm going to be mentioning the day of this recording a lot on this week's show for very obvious reasons. James Hayes joins me on a Wednesday. Did I mention it was a Wednesday? Wednesday. James, it's a Wednesday. Hello.
Evening. How are you doing, Ben? I'm sure I've just seen a shed flying by as well. So
yeah, so we are recording this on a Wednesday. Don't go off what we tell you on this week's show about the statuses of the matches this weekend. We are going to be doing a fixture preview with Andrew Snay from Coasting County Radio. We're also going to be joined this week by a couple of managers who probably got smiles on their faces this week. The managers at Mickleover and Gainsborough Trinity, who've had some good results over the past week or so to lift themselves away from the relegation places. We're going to be talking as well about the race for the playoffs with a team just on the periphery, Stafford Rangers. Matt Hill will be joining us shortly. Right, James, let's kick things off, though, talking about the results from last weekend. And we should start off talking about Morpeth Town. Very, very unlucky. Big commiserations to Morpeth. Knocked out of the FA Trophy at the hands of York City. But a good trophy run nonetheless, James.
Yeah, I think it was 10 minutes too late for him, really, to try and get a result out there. Because as soon as Kurt Willoughby, as we know from the Northern Premier League, came on the pitch, the match changed significantly. Morpeth were already tired and they were able to get in. But to go 2-0 up and pretty much hold them at their own for the majority of that 75, 80 minutes beforehand, they were a better team. And York didn't look comfortable. If it'd gone to penalties, again, it could have gone either way again. But the last 10 minutes just didn't go their way, really. And that's it for the FA Trophy this year.
Yeah, but a good run nonetheless. And Morpeth can now concentrate on the league and, closing that gap to the playoff positions. They do have games in hand. That'll be Craig Lynch's attention now, I'd imagine. Let's talk about the league, James. And where should we start? Should we start with Saturday's results? And Saturday was borderline a pivotal weekend. And in fact, I'm gonna say this now. I've said this a couple of times because we do this show weekly. We say one thing, and then the next week the results contradict what we just said. We're providing a service here, people. We're just trying to get everyone excited about the next fixtures and getting everyone excited about, you know, what's shaping up to be a brilliant running. Just a thought for the pundits of the Northern Premier League and the commentators. I mean, it's an impossible job to make sense of this league table. Let's start off talking about Saturday's results. Matlock Town travelling to Whitby. Whitby needing a result to get themselves back in towards the player positions. Matlock needing a result to keep themselves ahead in the title race. A 2-2 draw. A result which probably both teams will be satisfied with, I'm going to suggest. Matlock going away to the Turnbull Ground. I think Paul Phillips would have took the point heading into that game. And Whitby Town, hosting the league leaders, would have took a point. So it's a good result all round.
It's indeed. But again, great result there for Whitby. But Matlock Town is the three games now without a win. And the door's been wide open for potentially the next three sides. We've got a title race on our hands again now. But a good point nonetheless.
South Shields, team in second at the moment. A 2-1 victory for them at home to Atherton Coles on Saturday. However, on Tuesday night, South Shields were beaten by Mickleover by a 0-2 in Derbyshire. And speaking of Derbyshire, let's throw Buxton into the mix. Buxton with a very, very good 3-1 victory at Nantwich Town on Saturday. Throw into the mix Scarborough Athletic as well. A 2-0 victory over Lancaster City. And what we've got, James, is a four-horse title race. Admittedly, Scarborough Athletic in fourth have played three games more than Matlock and South Shields and two games more than Buxton. But the gap between Matlock and Scarborough Athletic in fourth is just 3 points, which is brilliant for impartial observers.
It is indeed. And if you look at the fixtures, all of them top four have got left at the moment. This has got the potential to go right down to the wire. Matlock have got to play the entirety of the top six. Destiny's in their own hands a little bit at this moment in time. But going back to South Shields, great result against Atherton Colliers because they went up there and played football. If you look at the Gaz Peak goal, what a fantastic effort that was there. The Tuesday night game, they've played a Mickleover team who are now unbeaten in 2022 so far, five straight wins. South Shields missed a chance to go top of the league and put pressure on Buxton Scarborough. Buxton have come back into this, and then coming in the next couple of weeks, Scarborough have finished the fixture list against the top sides except for FC United this coming Saturday. And Matlock towards the end of the season. So, you throwing them results and what's coming up, it's impossible to predict who's in that top four. And again, the result from Tuesday night, I'm not going to rule Warrington out of this either, because they've got a couple of games coming up soon that could put them right back into it too. But this is wide open again now. We're not looking at just Matt Lock and South Shields going for it. We're right back in a title race, and this could go to the last day of the season.
But we did mention Michalova there, and I'm going to talk more now about Michalova. It is five straight wins for John McGrath's side, and it's been very, very handy. You know, they've beaten Hyde, they've beaten Witten, they've beaten Nantwich. Sorry, James. They beat Radcliffe on Saturday by 4-1. And as we've mentioned, they've beaten South Shields. Results which have really lifted Michalova away from the relegation places. They're now in 16th and find themselves 9 points ahead of Witten Albion in that second bottom spot. Let's catch up now with the manager at Michalova. It's a big welcome back to the show to John McGrath. Well, John, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, it's been a month or so since we last had you on. And Michalova, the most informed team in the division. It's been epic the last few weeks or so, especially that win against South Shields on Tuesday. How's it all been?
Yeah, we've obviously picked up 5 wins on the bounce, which, like, I think if you go back to my previous chats with you, I think I alluded to the fact that we were actually playing quite well, but not picking up results. And we did have a lot of injuries over the last 3 or 4 months. So we've slowly just started to get players back fit now. And it's kind of coincided with our turn in form, really. So since the turn of the year, Hyde was the kind of catalyst for one away from home. The lads have just kind of gained confidence from that result, and we've moved forward quite well.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you mentioned Hyde there. Hyde, Witten, Nantwich, to use a cliche, they're 6-pointers, aren't they? And there, by my maths, you've scored 18 points. I don't know how that's possible for 3 matches. But, you know, you've beaten the teams around you, but then you've beaten teams like South Shields. Project 40 is very much on all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? You know, I set the boys a tally at the turn of the year. So before the Hyde game, we internally had a conversation and we said, look, this is what we need. Now we are ahead of where we are, because 5 wins on the bounce was something that I didn't even see coming, obviously, with the tough run of games we had. But like you say, teams in and around us, Radcliffe, Hyde, Nantwich and Witten, you know, they're the ones that you want to, that you earmark to beat, or at least don't lose in. And then obviously to top it off on Tuesday night with the rearranged game of South Shields, where I thought we were well worth the 3 points.
You mentioned you've had some players come back in. You've also made a few acquisitions of late, haven't you? The main one was Liam Ravenhill coming back on loan. He played on Tuesday night. So is the squad in a good place as we head towards the last 10 or 12 games or so?
Yeah, we played obviously a lot of games Saturday, Tuesday, up to probably October, November time, and injuries, new pitch injuries and things of that kind of played into. But now where we're at, we're really, really strong. You know, signing Liam, who played, you know, Liam played 2 or 3 League One games over Christmas for Doncaster Rovers, played in the Sky game at home against Sunderland. So he's come in, been fantastic, obviously, in his first loan spell. He's come back again. We've signed Jonathan Hedge, the goalkeeper from Sheff FC. We've signed Shaquille McDonald from Tamworth. So 3 very, very important signings for us. But not only that, we've got players back from injury now, and the squad is looking very, very healthy.
Let's look ahead to this weekend's match. We should say we're recording this show, this bit of the show, on Thursday with John. So don't go off what we're talking about here about this game on Saturday. Do check social media before setting off to your match. But Bamber Bridge, in theory, on Saturday. What's your thoughts on this game?
You know, Jamie's done a great job up at Bamber, and but they've hit a kind of a bit of a slippy patch at the minute. You know, they've not picked up the results they wanted to. They've dropped down the league, but they're still a very, very good side. I like how they play. They play similar football to us, high tempo, get the ball down. You know, we're expecting a tough game away from home. At Bamber, is always a tough game. And they've assembled a good squad this year. They beat us 1-0 with a late goal at home early in the season. But, you know, my lads are full of confidence. We'll go up there Saturday and give it our all.
And just a final point, John. I mentioned Project 40. You're the one who put that into MPL lexicon a few years back. You're not too far off. It's job not done yet, but yeah, you are bouncing into late February, March now. So what's your hopes for the coming games?
We've got, I think we've got 12 games left. Yeah, Project 40 is, you know, we set that out every year. You know, get to 40 as quick as possible. And if you can get there by November, December time, then you've got a good crack of playoffs. And if you don't get there till March, April, then you're obviously looking at kind of lower end of the table. Now, you know, we've got 36 points now. We won't stop. You know, we won't stop. We'll keep the squad strong. We'll keep the boys healthy. We'll vow to pick up as many points as we can. And, you know, can we then go and beat our, you know, our best ever points tally since I've been a manager, and our best ever league position? It's going to be tough, but I think we finished 11th 1 year. Obviously, last year we were top in a curtail season. So, yeah, lots of positives now to be taken out of it. But like I said previously, we were you know, I always knew we were playing quite well. We just needed an extra two or three bodies, either back from injury or silence, which we've kind of done over the last few weeks.
John McGrath there, manager Mikulova, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. We'll be hearing from Tom Shaw as well shortly from Gainsborough Trinity in that fight to get away from the relegation places, because it was a good week for Gainsborough too. We might as well talk about Gainsborough and throw in FC United into the mix as well. We mentioned Warrington, James. It was quite remarkable on Saturday because all the top four picked up points, whereas the other four of the top eight all drop points. It was quite remarkable. Warrington suffered a defeat on Saturday at the hands of Hyde United, whereas FC United were beaten at Gainsborough Trinity. FC United and Warrington went head-to-head on Tuesday night. James was at that game and it finished 1-0 to Warrington. Warrington not far off with the last kick of the game, picking up the victory there with Josh Amos. Thoughts on that one, James? Bearing in mind the disclaimer I gave at the start of the show about how we say one thing one week and then the results contradict us the next. It's not over yet, is it? Surely.
It's not over in terms of the playoff race, but Warrington have got a massive advantage going in towards a late title charge, if anything. And it was the late goal that decided that. I mean, going to the Saturday
Jack and James, because it's 6 points and they played two games more than Matlock and South Shields.
They have indeed, but again, they have got a game in hand against Scarborough at this moment in time. And again, looking at the fixture list they've got for the remainder of the season, other than Matlock Town, they've only got to play...
James, you're making that mistake. I don't know if anyone's ever said it on this show, but there are no easy games in this league, mate. They've got Basford on Saturday, Morpeth at home, Morpeth away. Then they've got to play the likes of Aston United, Mikulova, which we've already discussed, Stafford, who might, you know, with 4 games left of the season, might have something to say about the playoffs themselves. They finish away at Matlock. And before that, they've got a bank holiday game against Witton Albion. It's not an easy run in that. But none of the teams in the top half of the table have got an easy run in.
Not at all. I mean, obviously, you look at Matlock's, again, they've got to play all the top six, including, and only one of them's at home, which is the last day of the season. I would have thought a 0-0 would have been a fair result on that one there, but Warrington just creaked out at the end. So it's an advantage there for Warrington now over FC United.
Yeah, Warrington there with an important midweek victory over FC United, opening the gap between fifth place and sixth place to 3 points. Warrington do have a game in hand, but as we touched upon earlier, FC United travelling to Scarborough on Saturday. So there's still a few twists and turns to go yet, I think. Let's talk about another team just outside the playoffs who dropped points on Saturday. That was Bamber Bridge. They lost 3-1. At home to Stafford Rangers. I think we said last week, didn't we? I'm pretty sure Bamber Bridge would have preferred that game to be at Marston Road, given Stafford Rangers' form at home. But it was at Irongate, and Stafford Rangers there with a good victory. We'll be hearing from Matt Hill in a second. But 7 points from the playoffs, Stafford Rangers, with a game in hand. They're not done yet, are they?
I said keep results like that and continue the goal scoring records, which we know they can do. They're going to be right in there as well. First time this season, Bambridge have now dropped out of the playoffs from the Saturday results. So that's an interesting stat on its own, really. Bambridge still got 2 games in hand over Scarborough and one or two over the rest of them. But they've got to find the form quick enough to stay back in that race. But there's enough time to recover. And I think Bambridge have got quite a few important fixtures that start to look more like must-win games. The Whitby Town one in a couple of weeks' time, with big point.
Let's hear from Stafford Rangers now, and it's a big welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Matt Hill. Well, Matt, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, first things first, congratulations for the win at Bamber Bridge last week, and the unbeaten run continues.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, the boys are in a good place at this moment in time. You know, we don't get too carried away or too excited, but you know, like I say, it's a good habit to win games, obviously draw games as well. So we're, you know, like I say, we're in a good place at the moment, and long may it continue.
What's it all down to, this? Because obviously Stafford Rangers have been there or thereabouts, just outside the playoffs now for long periods. I mean, we've caught up numerous times this season to discuss it, but of late, you've just become very difficult to beat, haven't you? And is that a conscious decision that's been made?
No, I think we've always done it from the start of the season. You know, we were a team that's evolving and growing, and you know, we've got quite a few young lads as well that you know, we're helping to develop. And like you say, over time, we're getting stronger as the season goes on, and understanding each other's roles and responsibilities. And like you say, I think that's had a positive knock-on effect in terms of how results have gone. But you know, the attitude of the lads, the work rate that they give me has been fantastic. And you know, there is no secret. You know, when you work hard, you've got a good chance of winning games.
So you're 7 points from the playoffs. And you know what I'm going to ask you, Matt, and I kind of already know what you're going to say in response, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are you looking at the league table at the moment? Do you come in at 5 o'clock after a match, like on Saturday, and you go, oh, how's everyone doing? And then you notice everyone pretty much above you has dropped points. I mean, does that come into your thoughts at all?
No, not at all. If I'm completely honest with you, I've not done it from the word go. I think... You know what it's like, if you start looking at the league, the emotions all start to come into play and whatnot. You know, we know that every team is a strong team, gives you different problems to solve. So it's one of those, really. I just focus on the next game. Who have we got? Their strengths and weaknesses, and tackle it from there. If I know that we're winning games and we're drawing games, then I know that we're going to be higher up in the league than if we're not. So. Yeah, if anyone's telling me, it's friends or it's people in the club that will let me know where we are. But like you say, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's the next game, and we've got to perform in each one of them.
Let's move on to the next game. I should say I've used this disclaimer for all the interviews this week. I'm speaking to Matt on Thursday afternoon. It's raining outside. Do check social media before setting off to your match on Saturday for obvious reasons. But in theory, you've got Witten Albion away this weekend. It's a tough game on paper, this one. I imagine it's going to be a tough game on grass as well. I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the one thing I do know is that they're in a position where, you know, we're not used to seeing them. You know, and any team around the bottom is going to be scrapping for your life. I think. I think on Tuesday, when we played the cup game again, this people let me know. But you know, all the teams around the bottom won, and you know, like heavily. I think it was I think Nantwich beat Stalybridge for one example, and it just shows the you know, how tough this league is and how unpredictable it is. So we know any away game is going to be difficult. You know, Witten have their challenges that will give us, and we have to be at our very best to get the 3 points.
And just a closing thought, Matt, as well. I mean, I think we've said it on the monthly show a few times about Stafford Rangers. It's above and beyond anything that's happened at Stafford in recent years, the performances and the league position that the club finds itself in at the moment. So whatever happens in the closing couple of months, it's been a phenomenal start as manager at Stafford Rangers, I have to say that. So what's your thoughts on the club as we enter the last 10 or so games of the season?
Yeah, it's exactly how we started. As I go back to it, you know, it's you hear the cliches from managers, and you really do appreciate it when you're in the job, and that is literally take each game as it comes. And you know, none of us have got carried away. We've already had a target that I'd set myself and the staff and the players, you know, at the start of the season. And if we hit that target and, you know, there's room to manoeuvre, then fantastic. You know, we just keep plowing away. I've said at the very start, you know, I'm ambitious to do well. You know, I'm working hard and the players are working hard. And, you know, I'd like to think come the end of the season, we can look at it and go, you know, it's a job well done.
Matt Hill there, manager of Stafford Rangers. And just to say, we are recording the show on Wednesday this week. That interview with Matt Hill was conducted on Thursday. So what I'm trying to say is don't go off what we're telling you on this week's show with regards to the status of these matches on Saturday. But fingers crossed, all these games will be on. And if you need to find out if the game's on or not, head over to the Twitter feed of the Northern Premier League, which is, James?
Official Northern Prem.
There you go. But yeah, big thank you to Matt Hill for joining us on this week's show. Stafford Rangers in ninth, 7 points from the playoffs and 2 points ahead of Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town have got loads of games in hand, but 9 points from the playoffs. Three games in hand, incidentally. They have, to be precise, over Warrington Town, sitting in fifth. Let's go back to some other results from the weekend that's just gone. Let's talk about Scab Athletic. Scab Athletic with a 2-0 win over Lancaster City on Saturday. That was a tough game for Scarborough. Easily, you know, you could drop points at that one, but Jonathan Greening will be very, very pleased with the outcome of that game. Well, let's hear the mood at Scab Athletic now. And it's a big welcome back to the show to lead commentator at the club. Here's Ant Taylor. Well, Ant, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. It was a really weird Saturday. The top four all picking up points and the next three, not so much. Scarborough with a great 2-0 win at the Giant Axe. How was your afternoon in Lancaster?
It was a very enjoyable afternoon, very wet. Being at the front of the stand, I'm not normally used to that, really. But I got a bit wet. But obviously, the result was the main thing. We were there, and Ryan Watson and Michael Coulson getting two goals for Scarborough, winning 2-0 against them. You know, normally they're a tough team, Lancaster. We've had many battles with them in the past, and you know, we've come up with some really bad results. So it's really great to get 3 points away from home on a really wet afternoon in regards to it. So really boggy pitch, but Scarborough still passing it around like they're at the burnabout.
And with regards to where that puts Scarborough in the league positions and that, 6 points inside the playoffs now, 3 points from top spot. The goal difference isn't favourable at the moment for Scarborough, but I mean, it's going pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think with Jono and the team, they just need to pick points up. I know there's some game in hands, but you know, I mean, we've got the points on the board. Could potential banana slips or anything like that in regards to these game in hands. But obviously, we need to keep winning as well in regards to that as well.
What's the mood at the club like more generally now? Because it's about keeping a lid on it, isn't it? Because there are going to be a few more twists and turns yet. I know we're into the home straight in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, Scarborough have only got 10 games left of the league season. So it's getting awfully real, awfully quickly, isn't it? So, I mean, what's the mood amongst the fans like as we head towards this run in now?
It's a simmer at the moment. There are people, you know, thinking that, you know, we could get there. I'm just taking one game at a time, and I think that's probably the best way of doing it. And I think most fans are doing that over here as well. We've got tough games. Obviously, we've got FC United on Saturday. We've got another derby with Whitby in the local cup as well in between all that. And then, obviously, Micklover and Stafford. Micklover away. Micklover doing really well at the moment. Like you said, twists and turns. There's a lot of this story to be told this season with everybody, really, you know, above us and below us. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that would probably want to come to Scarborough or when we're at theirs, would like to try and take points off us. And I think that's what makes this league very competitive at the moment and very tight, because each team wants to take points off everybody. And, it's really quite an exciting run in to the end of the season. But lots of chapters still to be played in this league. And, with Scarborough as well, that's the main one I'm looking at. And hopefully we'll try and take more points off people. But it's twists and turns and anything can happen.
Now, let's talk about the game this weekend, because me and you, we're going to say hello to each other. I've been doing a disclaimer throughout the show about check outside your window. But because of Scarborough's pitch, I think it's only snow that could hamper this game. I've said that out loud now. I do apologise to everyone involved. But this is a crucial game, isn't it, for both sides? I mean, what's your take on it?
Yeah, well, it's a big game, and it's obviously a game most Scarborough fans look forward to, even though this will only be our second game in the league. Even though we've played each other at yours quite a few times, COVID and a pandemic's kind of put a stop to them in the seasons past. But, you know, it would be a really good, entertaining game. The records between each other, obviously we had that very embarrassing game for us, 6-0 start of this season, but we've taken points off you at your game, 1-0 a few seasons back, but a really good 0-0 draw as well. And then we have beaten you at ours, when we was at Bridlington in a pre-season friendly, we beat you 2-1, a few, I think it's 2013. And I think we've had another pre-season friendly here where I think we lost 1-0 off the top of my head. But it should be a really good, entertaining, both football's fan-done and that. So it's like the fan-done derby, and you know, it should be a really good, entertaining cauldron of football in 90 minutes in that match.
Absolutely. And for those of you who can't make the game, we should say this is the Coast. We'll be providing live coverage with a little Scarborough slant, I'm going to suggest. And how could people tune in this weekend?
Yeah, you can join in with myself on This Is The Coast on the website. It's thisisthecoast.co.uk/extra. And there'll be like a little icon for the live football, and then you can tune in to me anywhere in the world.
This is the Coast commentator, Ant Taylor, there, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show, talking about Scarborough Athletic, and in particular, Scarborough Athletic against SC United this weekend, fourth hosting sixth. Now, let's go down towards the bottom end of the table. Some big results last weekend. We had Dennis Green on the show, didn't we, last week? And obviously, Grantham didn't play on Saturday. They did play on Tuesday. And Dennis ended his interview last week by saying, if we win the next three games, you will get back in touch with me, won't you, Ben? Well, they've won the first of the three of those games by 4-3 over Ashton United. Ricky Miller scoring 4 goals, three of which came right in the dying embers of the game. Quite remarkable stuff at Grantham. Certainly have been entertaining, haven't they, recently? Grantham Town, ooh, James, it's a home win as well, we should say. So congratulations on that front. What do you think? I'm not going to speak to Dennis yet. He's got 2 more games. But what do you think?
What a signing, Ricky Miller's come in straight away and he's turned the fortunes right around. It's impossible to put words to it there because of how they came back into that match in the last 10 minutes against an Ashton who themselves need results at this moment in time. Grantham, they're not out of this relegation fight just yet. Obviously, with other results that have gone their way this weekend, Hyde United's win against Warrington's helps out massively, so they've still got the breathing space there. But no one's breathing safe anymore with Grantham doing what they're doing.
Well, James, you mentioned the Hyde United result there on Saturday over Warrington Town. A 2-1 victory over Warrington. Fantastic result for Hyde United. It has been a difficult week at the club with the departure of Jim Gannon, but on the pitch on Saturday, certainly getting a vital 3 points there over Warrington. Let's have some post-match action from that game. Here's interim manager Martin Coyne speaking after that victory on Saturday.
Martin, what a win after a tough week.
Absolutely. Art was going to the end there. Great effort from the lads. Yeah. Massive commitment from him from the first minute to the last minute. We knew it was going to be a difficult match. They're a very good team, good form. I think we matched them. Sloppy goal, first goal, sloppy goal. Give the ball away, Brad give the ball away a little bit and they got on it. But I think that's all they had in the first half. They didn't have much. Second half, I think with wind, I thought it would be a different game and it proved to be a different game. I think they struggled to get out of their own half at times.
It just shows the commitment, the will that the players have to play for this club, don't they, as well?
Absolutely. It's something that's said, you know, beforehand. There's a badge on your chest, play for it. You know, it means a lot to the club, means a lot to the fans, and it means a lot to us as a group of players and staff.
And on to Morpeth next week now, and tough game up there, but you've got a bit of momentum now.
Yeah, we've got a week, we've got Tuesday, we've got Thursday, we'll work at training, we'll start to plan from now for the Morpeth game. Not the best records up there, look to change that.
Luke Edwards there from 26-0 speaking to interim manager Martin Coyne at Hyde United following that 2-1 victory on Saturday over Warrington. And I should say it was windy on Saturday. I don't know if you noticed. A big thank you to 26-0 and Hyde United's media team. A link to Hyde United's YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. Vital, 3 points that one for Hyde, given the results elsewhere. Grantham winning. Nantwich Town, obviously, we mentioned it already, they were beaten on Saturday by Buxton by 3-1 at the Weaver Stadium. However, a phenomenal result on Tuesday for Nantwich, beating Stalybridge Celtic by 5-1. That's a vital 3 points for Nantwich. Opens up a 3-point gap between themselves and Witton Albion. Witton Albion still having 2 games in hand, James.
Yeah, and look at the way they're getting results at the moment, not just against the teams around them. They're picking them up against the mid-table side. So they beat Mark a couple of weeks ago, so the great result against Stalybridge. And again, I think we've said a couple of weeks ago, Nantwich, as well as like I think we've won a tour side, need to go and just go thump someone, really. And that's what's happened there with Nantwich Town. They've got a few difficult games coming up, especially one that's coming weekend. But
I don't know if anyone's ever said this on the show before, but there's no easy games in this league, is there? It's true. Let's have some post-match reaction from Nantwich Town and that 5-1 victory over Stalybridge Celtic at Bower Fold on Tuesday night. Here's assistant manager Jay Bateman speaking with Nantwich Town's YouTube channel after the final whistle.
Jay, you must be happy with that.
Yeah, really pleased with that. Probably didn't see it coming, but yeah, a win's a win, and I think it's nice that we've actually played well in both halves, because normally Saturday we did well in the first half, not so well second half. But I think tonight we've done well in both halves, so that's a pleasing thing. Half time's come and gone, and we've done well second half as well first. So yeah, really pleased with the result.
Looking ahead to Saturday, obviously a massive game against Grantham, who have won tonight. What are your thoughts ahead?
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult game, isn't it? But, it'd be even more if you hadn't got nothing tonight going into Saturday's game. So at least we've got some points on the board tonight. And I believe Mickleover have won as well. So, it's going to be a hard game. And every game is in this league, especially at this time of the season. Looking forward to it. We should go in with confidence. But we need to definitely be at our A game to get a point, or get the 3 points that we need.
Jay Bateman there, assistant manager, Nantwich Town, speaking to Nantwich Town's YouTube channel after that fantastic 5-1 win over Stalybridge on Tuesday night. Vital 3 points, that one, for Nantwich Town. Let's go to a team just above Nantwich Town in the league table. That's Gainsborough Trinity. 5 points, the gap between Gainsborough and Nantwich. 17th place Gainsborough Trinity with a very good win on Saturday over FC United. Is that gap enough now? Have they done enough? It's 7 points between Gainsborough and Witton Albion, but Witton Albion still have those games in hand. Let's find out the mood at North Holme now after those excellent 3 points last Saturday. And it's a big welcome back to the show to Gainsborough Trinity manager. Here's Tom Shaw. Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, and big congratulations for that victory last Saturday against FC United. How was your afternoon?
Really enjoyable. I thought the players were at their best. We showed all different traits and characteristics to get through the game with a positive result. I thought we played on the front foot in the first half. I thought we could have had 3 or 4 goals, missed a few one-on-ones, the keeper made a good save. And I thought our athleticism and ability was at a really high level, made it really difficult for a very good FC United team. And then in the second half, we had to weather the storm a little bit in spells, and we had to dig in and be gritty and resilient. And I was really pleased. It was a much-needed victory, looking at how the results went underneath us in the table. So a game that we knew would be very tough, to come out of it with 3 points, and the nature of the performance was very pleasing. And we then backed that up on Tuesday night in the Lincolnshire Senior Cup against a really strong Boston United team, managing to win that game. So to this point, it's been a successful week, and hopefully we can get something out of the weekend and finish in a really good place.
Well, congratulations on that victory over Boston. I was just going to say about, you said it was a much-needed win. I think I've done this in the past. I've spoken to a manager at the end of February who's on 35 points and kind of saying, well, that's job done, isn't it? But given the nature of this league at the moment, I'm not too sure. I mean, it is crackers, isn't it, at the moment? What's your take on where Gainsborough find themselves at the moment?
We've still got some work to do. We've talked probably from about 3 or 4 games ago. We talked with the players about every game in isolation, preparing for it accordingly and fully committing to that fixture. And with some of the level of the teams in our league, there'll be a mixed bag of results along the way for us. But we just want to give it our everything in each fixture right up until Whitby on the last day and finish as high up the league as possible. It's ridiculously tight, the division, and the team that's currently at the bottom of the league, their squad is outstanding that they've got together for the running. So it is going to continue to be tight, I'm sure. But we all just concentrate on Gainsborough Trinity and our performances and our levels, and managed to do a bit of work the last couple of weeks recruitment-wise. We've got two players joining us that will be announced tomorrow that will make our squad significantly stronger. So that's quite exciting for the remaining 12 games. But yeah, we know we've got some work to do to shore up our position in the division first, but we're looking up, and because of the results, the teams at the bottom have dragged a few more teams a bit closer, so we've got teams that we can catch now, and that'll be our plan for the remaining fixtures.
I mean, that's the thing, I talked about the teams beneath you, but you're actually only 3 points from 12th place Stalybridge Celtic, so that's the nature of the league, isn't it? Buxton this weekend, Buxton have obviously got a 3G pitch, but it is at high altitude, so who knows what the weather's going to be like at Silverlands. What's your take on this game? Because I'm imagining Buxton don't really want to be playing you this weekend, if I'm being honest.
No, someone showed me the form of the last 10 games, and we're in eighth position with that. We have been on a good run, continue to pick points up. Would have liked a few more wins in there, but we've been hard to beat. And like Buxton have got a tremendous squad of players that played at much higher levels and done really well at the level they're at now as well. So we know we're in for a really tough game, but we're in a good place. We will respect them, but we'll play fearless, and we'll play on the front foot. We'll try and take it to them and get our brand of football executed the best we can. But we know all about them. They gave us a really tough fixture at our place. It was 0-0 on the night, and we had to dig in to get a point that night. We know it's going to be very hard. They're a bit more long in the tooth than us, a bit more experienced as a group and as a management team. So we know it's going to be tough, but we will have a right go, and we'll promise the supporters and ourselves that going into the fixture on Saturday.
And just a final point, Tom, as well. Obviously, like you said, we're recording this on Thursday. You've got some new signings announced tomorrow on Friday. But you have been busy, haven't you, in the loan market? You know, Freddie Draper signing this week on loan. So are you all set for the running and what's possible in the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, I think the two lads that are joining us tomorrow, I think that'll probably be our last bits of business. And we'll have a situation on Saturday where lads who have proven they're absolutely capable at the level and are good players will probably miss out on the 16, and it's the first time we've probably had that problem or luxury, whichever way you look at it. But we're really confident and have faith in the group of players that we'll have for the next 12 games. There might be something pop up in the coming weeks that we'll consider, but we've got some good players and lads that have grown through their experiences. For a lot of the lads, it's their first season of men's football, so they've learned on the job and they've got better and better, and hopefully that will stand us in good stead for the remaining 12 games.
Tom Shaw there, manager Gainsborough Trinity, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And one last result from Saturday, which we've not mentioned yet. Basford United 0, Ashton United 0. Ashton United there. Well, it transpires after Hyde United's victory on Saturday. It's probably a decent point, that, because it just lifts Ashton United 1 point ahead now of Hyde United. Ashton United still having games in hand. They're 2 points behind Gainsborough Trinity with a game in hand. They're 3 points behind Michelover with a better goal difference, also with a game in hand. But as we said, Ashton were beaten on Tuesday night, though, weren't they, by Grantham Town in that epic game at the South Stephen Stadium. Whilst for Basford, they're in 15th position on 37 points. That's same number of points as Atherton Coles, we should say, and a point behind Radcliffe and Stalybridge Celtic, a point ahead of Michelover. That goes to show you how well Michelover have done recently to have got that close now to Basford. Phenomenal set of results from Michelover recently. But James, that's all the results from last weekend. We mentioned it a lot on this week's show, just about the weather forecast this weekend. Do check Twitter. do check football web pages before setting off to your game. What are the social media channels, James, that people need to be aware of on Saturday morning?
Yeah, so Twitter at Northern Premier League for obviously live updates straight away as I receive them. And football web pages will be updated pretty much straight away. If you're not using checking football web pages on a Saturday, they've updated the app so it's back up and running properly now. Otherwise, Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, official Northern Prem is the site for you, is there.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to gaze into the future. And joining me here, even though he's indoors, he's still got his umbrella up. It's Andrew Snaith from Coast and County Radio. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm really good, Ben. Yeah, that's pretty standard fare for North Yorkshire, to be honest.
Well, no, this weekend, if you've got your umbrella up, being indoors is the only place where it's not going to get turned inside out, isn't it?
Indeed.
So a wise precaution. But fingers crossed, these matches will be on. But I do have to start with a disclaimer. We are pre-recording this show like we normally do. And this bit of the show is being recorded on Wednesday evening. And I can let you know that outside my window, I've just seen a neighbour fly past in the air. So fingers crossed for this weekend. But it's pretty lively out. What's your thoughts on this weekend? Are you hopeful?
Well, I guess it maybe speaks volumes that I was just looking out the window just to check that the kids' trampoline was still intact. So, hugely.
I thought you were going to say to see if the same neighbour was flying past your window.
That would be very impressive.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Right. Well, anyway, let's get into it. And like I said, this week we're talking about the theory of football, I think. But fingers crossed, do check social media before setting off to your game on Saturday morning. Right. All being well, let's start with the league leaders, Matlock Town. They're taking on Radcliffe. And Radcliffe, they've had a mixed bag of results of late. I think we can start to cross teams off now, can't we, and say, Are we at the stage now where we're signing off teams, do you think? And saying, wow, Here's some holiday brochures for where it's not raining all the time. Is that where we are now, do you think? Or we're not quite there yet?
I'm not sure we're quite there yet for Radcliffe. I don't know whether somebody actually has done that. They have had some iffy results. They got a good stuffing at Michelover Sports recently. You know, there's only 6 points separating them and Hyde, who are fourth bottom. So no, I don't think it's quite ready for your holiday brushes as yet.
So with that in mind, this is a tough game then for Matlock this weekend, do you feel?
Well, Radcliffe will need to get or try and get something and just to get a little bit of space between themselves and that bottom three or four. Matlock are funny. They've been going through an iffy spell, or so we thought they were, and yet there they are, still top of the tree. They obviously just shows what an amazing start to the season they had. We're in February now, and they've only just had a little blip, but they're still there. They're still top, and they're top for a reason. So you would think that they are odds on to end that quote-unquote blip.
Well, the reason why they're there is because South Shields have been a bit up and down, haven't they? And South Shields this weekend, travelling to Lancaster City, that's a tough game. Lancaster, 10 points from the playoffs. There's 10 games left of the season, isn't there? Or there or thereabouts. Stranger things have happened. But what do you think for this one, for South Shields?
For South Shields, it's interesting, actually. We were talking about Matlock, and I saw another supporter made a very good point that the top three teams are by no means the form teams in the division by any stretch. They're actually all in pretty average form at the moment. South Shields, obviously included in that, in second, just a point behind Matlock, same number of games played. I do think Lancaster aren't going to make that playoff shake-up. They're just too far away at the moment. But as you said, the Giant Axe is a tough place to go. It won't be easy for South Shields making that trip west. Although, you know, you look at their away form, only three defeats on the road all season. It's a bit of an iffy stretch at the moment for Kevin Phillips' side, but you would think that they should have enough to get some points at the weekend. They'll need them to keep up with Matlock.
Now, it was a decent week for Buxton just gone. They've stretched some beat and run now to four games. They've got Gainsborough Trinity this weekend. Gainsborough are now three games unbeaten, including that fantastic win over FC United last Saturday. But that was at the North Home. And etc. Everyone knows what I'm going to say. Gainsborough away. What do you think?
Yeah.
Is this 3 points for Buxton in a very handy 3 points? Or are Gainsborough going to make it difficult? We should say Buxton's pitch is not going to be affected by rainfall this weekend. Snow. You said off air, snow's predicted in some parts of the country. And I don't know if anyone said this before, but Buxton have got very high ground, haven't they, altitude-wise?
They have. They have indeed, yes. The Bolivia of Derbyshire in terms of of height of ground. But yes, you would think, looking at the relative form, I mean, Gainsborough, one win on the travels in the league all season, just 4 points picked up from 15 games away, compared with just one defeat at home all season. They are the epitome of a Jekyll and Hyde side. Buxton against Gainsborough, you would think, Ben, again, that it should be a Buxton win.
Okay. Just to say, I've already given a disclaimer at the start of the show about the nature of being a pundit at the moment covering this league, and now we're constantly having to contradict ourselves there every other week. So, you know, brave man making predictions, but fair play to you.
I'm really poor at it as well.
Right, let's see how good you are with this prediction. And Scarborough against FC United this weekend. This is huge, a big, big game. It could have been a bigger game, though. FC United have stumbled for various reasons. I mean, Gainsborough last week, they were missing two key defenders. Warrington, it was destined to be a 0-0, really. But Josh Amos getting the goal right at the end of the game. There's 10 games left. FC aren't out of it yet, are they? But
No, not at all.
This is a big game, though, against Scarborough.
Absolutely, indeed. And you certainly will have some kind words from Whitby supporters, no doubt, this weekend for FC United and Manchester. That Warrington game, and you've watched FC United all season, Ben, so you know better than me, but it felt like it might have been a little microcosm of the season between, and the difference between Warrington and FC United. FC maybe slightly open, Warrington just ploughing on with the consistency. They just seem to just plough on with these 1-0 wins and 2-1 wins. And they just find a way, you know, and it's disappointed a lot of teams at the top, that late Warrington goal, no doubt. But it's just starting to feel like they just have what it takes, Warrington, just to secure that last playoff spot. They just seem to be just doing enough every week.
I mean, look at FC, how many games FC have lost. They've lost 13 games this season. Mm-hmm. It's remarkable they are where they are, in all fairness. It's the fact
that they've won 15, Ben.
Yeah,
they've
exactly, won 15. Exactly, which is more than Warrington have won.
Obviously, a great side to watch. They play great forward football. You know, their attacking football is superb. But yeah, maybe they need to be a little bit more cynical at the other end. I don't know. Hopefully not. But it's still a great shake-up. And they've still got, you know, three teams on 49 points below the playoff picture. So if you were a neutral, it's an absolute delight and really fascinating. And there's still Stafford Rangers and Morpeth behind that clutch of sides on 49 points as well, who will certainly think that they have a great chance with the form that they're in as well.
Shall we just touch upon Warrington's game? They're travelling to Basford United this weekend. Basford aren't... I mean, it is remarkable. I mean, they're on the same number of points as Atherton Coles, but obviously Atherton Coles have got games in hand. But I'm right in saying they're not completely safe yet, given the form of the likes of... I mean, Grantham might be a push, but it's not done and dusted yet for a lot of those teams in lower mid-table. They just need to a couple of more wins, don't they, really, to breathe a bit more easier?
I think they will, yeah. And, you know, we're still scratching our heads to see Basford down there as well, of course. A lot of us will have predicted they would have been, you know, at the other end. But yeah, they're not safe. There's Mickleover just below them who was stringing together. I think they're 4 wins on the trot. Lower down there, you mentioned Gainsborough starting to put things together. Ashton struggling a little bit, has to be said, and Hyde obviously recently dispensing with the manager. But then you've got Nantwich and Grantham in really good form, really top form, you know, showing the quality that they have. Goodness, you're right. And maybe I am a bit silly to make predictions. This league's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is ridiculous.
What's going to happen from 1 week to the next?
Well, here's the thing. Bamber Bridge this weekend, currently on 49 points, tied with FC and Whitby, of course. They're taking on Mickleover. And given the topsy-turvy nature, surely, I don't think I'm saying anything out of turn here, but surely Mikulov are the favourites going into this game, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah, I think on form, certainly. I'm not sure about Bamber, but I think a lot of people are thinking this, maybe a little bit unfairly. You know, some of those lone players have gone back now. Are they going to start to drop slightly? Who knows? They've had a tremendous season so far anyway, and that's meant sincerely. But yes, in terms of current form, you would think Mikulov have every chance of getting a result in that game if it goes ahead.
And let's go to Whitby Town. Whitby travel to celebrate Celtic. Of course, this game will be live on Coast and County Radio this weekend. What's your thoughts on this game? Because Whitby have been just there on the periphery, really. You know, a vital point last weekend just to get Whitby tied with Bamber and FC United. The playoffs are still on, isn't it? Very much so. What's your thoughts on this game this weekend at Bowerfold?
It's a toughie, isn't it? I think if I was a neutral, I would be thinking, oh yeah, Whitby, you're in with a great chance. To one of the clutch of sides, just 3 points away from Warrington, they've got every chance, and they do. But I think it's just starting to look like that inconsistency is going to cost them. Also worth pointing out, Whitby did lose to Stalybridge earlier on this season by 0-0, and I have to say, yes, it was back in November, I think it was. Having seen Stalybridge, I thought they look a really good side. And I'm surprised that they've kind of gone on to see, and just to pick up on what you said earlier on, might be one of the teams where you say, yeah, I think it's time for the season to wrap up now. They're finished in mid-table. But I'm surprised by that. So I thought they were very good at Whitby. And yes, they'll be looking to wrap up a double over at Bowerfold. And they've got a decent chance.
Let's talk about Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers, we had Matt Hill on the show earlier. 7 points from the playoffs. They've got a game in hand over the likes of Whitby. 2 games in hand over FC. Got a game in hand over Warrington. Very much involved. It's an away game at Witten. I mean, this is Witten need a win. I think that's safe to say. But really, looking at this game form-wise, you've got to say Stafford could put themselves right in the playoff picture this weekend if results go a certain way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Stafford on the travels, just 2 defeats. That says it all for me. I think they hold the ball up very well going forward, and that's probably why they always have that out ball and why they're a good side on the travels. Yeah, they've had a terrific season. It's been a remarkable turnaround, really, hasn't it, down there from what they've had over the last few seasons. Been tremendous this season, and they still have a decent chance of being that one team. There's always a one team that comes from nowhere. And it could be Stafford Rangers. And you certainly wouldn't bet against them away at Witten, who, to be fair, though, last few games they have shown a lot of fight, but they're going to have to show a lot more if they're going to get out of that bottom two.
What about Morpeth? Morpeth, it's going to be interesting, isn't it, with regards to what happened last weekend with the trophy exit, how Morpeth react to that. They're taking on Hyde United. It's a different kind of disclaimer, this one, dear listener. We're recording this show on Wednesday, so if there's any managerial announcements at Ewan Fields, we just don't know about it at time of recording. But it was a good result for Hyde on Saturday. So it's a tough game, this one, for Morpeth, actually, I think.
Yeah, there'll be another team checking the weather very closely, Hyde, for a long trip up to Northumberland, where it could be rather wild, almost north of the wall there. Yes, you're quite right. And it's interesting, whenever... It is another football cliche, but it is often true. You know, Hyde either managerless or just appointing a manager, depending on what happens in the next 72 hours. It just seemed to lift players. They obviously look at the situation. Maybe some that were out of favour before will look and think, well, I've got a chance to prove myself here, especially against one of the top sides in the league. And to be fair, I think Morpeth are and are still possibly one of those teams that are going to jump up and challenge and make a late playoff bid. They've got a good home record, just 3 defeats.
2 more matches left to talk about for Saturday. Let's go to Ashton United against Atherton Coles. 2 great friends off the pitch, Brad Cook and Michael Clegg, going head-to-head this weekend. A win for Ashton United, they go a point behind Atherton Coles, and it's probably, you know, they could breathe a bit more easier. A win for Atherton Coles, and they get themselves back into mid-table land where they have been performing all season long, Atherton Coles. What do you think, though?
The worry for Ashton is the form they're in. It's not good. They are only 3 points clear of third bottom. And then just to clarify that situation, so a lot of people have looked at the league table and thought, why are the lines drawn as they are? The bottom two will go. The third bottom is going to be compared with the records of the corresponding leagues elsewhere in the country. Mm-hmm. And I believe at the moment we're on course to have our third bottom side survive. But yeah, Ashton only 3 points clear of Nantwich, who are in that worrying hot seat. So yeah, they'll be nervy. Atherton, you would think, would have too much to be drawn in, but again, who knows?
Now, the last game we need to talk about is probably game of the weekend. It's Nantwich Town hosting Grantham Town. I mentioned it earlier, we had Dennis Green on the show last week, and Dennis said, you will get back in touch with me after the next three games, won't you? The first of those three games was that fantastic result against Ashton United on Tuesday night. This is the second of those games. The way Grantham are playing at the moment, this is going to be tough for Nantwich.
It is, but then Nantwich had a tremendous win of their own at Stalybridge by 5-1 on Tuesday night. Absolutely amazing. Those bottom sides are starting to pull results together. Maybe just thinking we've got to. They've been jolted into action finally. Grantham, as you said, in good form. They've been getting results. They got results at Matlock, at Warrington. You know, they're going to tough places and they're getting results. They'll still be concerned about that home record.
They
got a win finally. They got a win finally, didn't they? And I think that shows a bit of character as well. They'll start to believe now. The other side of it, of course, if Nantwich get a win, maybe that will be that for Grantham, because of course they would only have 10 games left. Nantwich have their games in hand, Witten have their games in hand over them. But consequently, obviously, if they get a win, then they're only a point behind Witten and they're right in the thick of it.
Well, one of those games in hand for Witten takes place on Tuesday night. Witten taking on Morpeth Town. Very, very important game for both clubs. However, I'm calling it boom, banger, bang Tuesday evening, everyone, in the NPL Premier Division. South Shields hosting Matlock Town. Blimey, yes. Charlie. Yes.
Wow. Yes. Indeed. Indeed.
It's a game of football right there at Mariners Park. Yeah. Of course, it all depends on what happens on Saturday, how close that game is heading into Tuesday. But that's exciting, isn't it?
Wow, it's an amazing, amazing game. Yeah, it's depending on Saturday's results, of course. But as we look at it on Wednesday, it is the top two. Matlock, it will be a tough trip up there, as it always would be midweek. So you would think that it could be the week where South Shields take top spot, but it will be a fascinating game. Yeah, absolutely fascinating game.
Well, Andrew Snaith from Coastal County Radio, big thank you for helping us preview this weekend's matches. Just a disclaimer for everyone listening at home on Friday evening or Saturday morning, this show is pre-recorded on a Wednesday. Do check outside your window and go, ooh, that looks a bit cold. And check Twitter, check social media channels and check football web pages before setting off to your game. And if your game is on, make sure you wrap up warm and you stay safe. Andrew Snaith, Whitby Town travelling to Stalybridge Celtic this weekend. Just a quick plug for Coastal County Radio's coverage for that vital game for Whitby.
Yeah, absolutely. You can hear that game live on Twitter Spaces. Follow Coastal County Radio. We'll also have updates from Scarborough Athletics' big game at the Flamingoland Stadium against FC United of Manchester.
Well, Andrew Snaith, have a lovely weekend and we'll catch up very soon, my friend.
Thanks very much, Ben. And we will keep everything crossed.
Well, a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. What's happening, Ben? And you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.